2015.
Thank you. And just to note that I'm actually presenting this on behalf of Heidi Soders, who could not be here today. Meningococcal disease most commonly presents as meningitis or bacteremia and has a 10 to 20% case fatality ratio. 11 to 19% of survivors have permanent sequelae. 12 different serogroups of Neisseria meningitidis have been identified, but only 6 primarily cause disease. Meningococcal bacteria are asymptomatically carried in the nasopharynx. Less than 1% of exposed persons develop invasive disease. The bacteria are spread through close contact, specifically via respiratory or oral secretions from patients or asymptomatic carriers. As Ashley mentioned in the previous presentation, serogroup W is uncommon in the United States. However, serogroup W is one of the 4 serogroups contained in the meningococcal conjugate vaccine administered to adolescents in the U.S. In 2000, there was a meningococcal disease outbreak associated with the Hajj, which was due to serogroup W. Following the Hajj outbreak, serogroup W caused a number of other outbreaks, and rapid increases have been reported recently in the meningitis belt of sub-Saharan Africa, South Africa, South America, Australia, China, and the UK. While the serogroup W strains predominantly belong to clonal complex 11, there is significant genetic heterogeneity among circulating strains. The Hajj clone continues to spread in some areas, while other areas have unrelated serogroup W lineages, and some locations have both lineages co-circulating. Serogroup W also has some unusual characteristics, such as high severity and case fatality and atypical clinical presentations, which can include gastrointestinal symptoms, pneumonia, and septic arthritis. Some reports have also indicated serogroup W affects older ages than other serogroups in some settings. We've also seen some localized clusters and outbreaks of serogroup W in the U.S., including the increase you just heard about in Georgia. For these reasons, we wanted to take a closer look at the epidemiology of serogroup W meningococcal disease in the U.S. during 2010 to 2015. Data were collected from the National Notifiable Diseases Surveillance System, active bacterial core surveillance, and additional data from state health departments. Isolates were serogrouped via slide agglutination and real-time polymerase chain reaction. Clonal complex and sequence type were determined using multi-locus sequence typing. Clonal complexes, or CC, are larger genotypic groups, while sequence types, or ST, are a finer level of genotypic categorization. From 2000 to 2015, 3,504 meningococcal disease cases were reported to CDC. 2,976, or 85%, had a serogroup result, of which 290, or 10%, were serogroup W. While the number of serogroup W cases reported annually remained fairly stable, ranging from 40 to 57, the total number of meningococcal disease cases decreased by 60%. Therefore, the proportion of cases due to serogroup W doubled from 6% in 2010 to 12% in 2015. While most states reported at least one serogroup W case from 2010 to 2015, the majority of serogroup W cases were reported from 5 states: Florida, California, New York, Georgia, and Oregon. Here are some demographic information on the serogroup W cases. Half of people with serogroup W were male, 64% were white, 29% were Hispanic, which was significantly higher than for other serogroups, and median age was 51 years, similar to that for serogroup Y, but higher than serogroups B and C. Overall, 20% of serogroup W cases were fatal. Serogroup W case fatality was highest among adults aged 50 to 59 years. MLST results were available for 41% of serogroup W cases. 64% were CC11, 34% were CC22, and one each were CC23, 32, and an unassigned CC. Within CC11, 86% of isolates were ST11, and within CC22, 73% were ST22. Clonal complex appeared to be geographically associated. CC11 was concentrated in Florida and Georgia, while CC22 predominated on the West Coast. In conclusion, a rapid increase in serogroup W disease has not been observed in the U.S. as seen elsewhere. Serogroup W had a higher proportion of cases occurring among Hispanic persons and a higher median age than serogroups B and C. And the majority of serogroup W cases were reported in a limited number of states with geographic differences and clonal complex. And I'd like to acknowledge the following co-authors.